This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Is breastfeeding or breast milk is the right of the child? Is the mother sinful for not breastfeeding her child? Breastfeeding is a very important thing for the mother to offer her child, her baby. And there is a plenty of research, I'm sure, with a quick research in Google about the benefit of breastfeeding, you will know how important it is to breastfeed your child. You know, there is nothing like the mother milk. There is nothing will connect the baby to the mother. Will not only nurture the baby physically and make him grow physically through the breast milk, but also emotionally, and be very stable. And there's many study in psychology as well about the benefits of breastfeeding versus formula milk or using a bottle. Plus tons of research about the benefits of the breastfeeding, the antibodies to protect against illness, stem cells that may support organ development, and in the same times, you know, white blood cells in the breast milk, that it will help the baby to fight infections and diseases and protect the children. And there's many things I'm sure you're familiar with. And that all these things taken in consideration shows you the importance of breastfeeding the child. Is the mother is the one who must breastfeed the child? The majority of the fuqaha said she's not sinful if she could not breastfeed the child, or for whatever reasons you are not able to do so. She's not sinful, according to the majority of the fuqaha, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِن تَعَاسَرْتُمْ فَسَتُرْضِعُ لَهُ أُخْرَى. If you couldn't come an agreement on how the breastfeeding will be, so another woman can provide that service. So it's seen as a service to the child. That's why it is obligatory upon the father to make sure that his child is provided for and he is basically eating and growing and protected. So as for the mother, will she is obligatory obligation upon her to do that? The Maliki said yes, but as I said, the majority of the fuqaha said no, she is not obligated to do so. And that's the correct opinion in general. But if, al-ulama said, if the husband demand, and she is living with her husband, and the husband demand from her to breastfeeding, is she's obligated to obey him on this or not? Also, there's a debate between the scholars. And in my opinion, the strongest opinion, no, because that's her body, and she can do with it what she wants. Unless there's no one else will provide for the child, and the child's life might be in danger. In this case, she is obligated to provide for that child. If she wants to breastfeed, she should not ever be prevented from that. No one allowed to stop mother from breastfeeding her child. And I'm 100% supporter of breastfeeding, encouraging all my sisters to put this as a priority when it comes to child care. Scientists have shown that there are more than 1,000 protein in a breast milk, while the formula contain maybe one or maybe two proteins. You can imagine the difference between the two in regard to your child. That's why I believe breastfeeding is not about a choice. It is about responsibility that the mother feels and have towards her child. So as they say, be a star and follow the Milky Way.
Thank you for watching. Please subscribe to the channel and like the videos so that you can get notified of the new releases, and consider donating to this worthy cause.